This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels, eHealth Radio. Gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Ernie Elvecchio, a mentor, spiritual teacher, and trauma psychologist. During his 30-plus years career, he has treated over 10,000-plus patients who suffered severe trauma that ranged from amputation, head injuries, sexual assault, and paralysis. Becchio is a licensed clinical and rehabilitation psychologist who has written 4 books, including his latest release, Feelings and Reason, Activating Your Heart as a Compass Despite the Ego's Interference, an international bestseller in 4 Help categories. And Mr. Becchio, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thank you, Eric, for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
And of course, we're thankful for your time. Thanks for coming out. So tell us, for starters, how is human suffering self-correcting?
Yeah, that's important to get, because with everything that's happening with the pandemic, that if you cut the body, you know, the natural thing for it to do is to set out to heal itself and to begin to correct. It's the same thing with the psyche. If you undergo a trauma of some sort, it kind of wakes you up to a present tense moment, and you have an opportunity in that present tense place to take responsibility and take charge of your life at some point and begin the process. But it's self-correcting in that regard, that when you get any kind of trauma, you strip the ego away, and in that moment, it is self-correcting, simply because the ego is not in charge.
Also, what is the difference between suffering for ourselves versus suffering with ourselves?
Well, that came out of me kind of discovering that many of the patients that I was seeing, and I'm talking amputation, paralysis, head injury, just really severe trauma, that many of them had defined the concept of compassion as suffering for the self, which is martyrdom. And so the victimization that comes out of that was delaying their recovery. And so I had to teach these people, which was probably, I want to say, 68-72% of the folks, I had to teach that compassion means to suffer with the self, not for the self. One is critical and harmful. The other one is transformation and healing. So, yeah, that was pretty profound, and that pretty much exists in the culture. We know what compassion is, but we seem to get it turned around when we are traumatized.
Certainly do appreciate your feedback. Most helpful. Now, how is your work the missing piece in the mental health model?
Well, Eric, I used to train therapists at the graduate level, and we've moved into the gold standard that how you think is how you feel, which means that if you come in to see a therapist or a counselor these days, they're going to reprogram your thoughts and attempt to reprogram the brain and then set you loose and put you back on your path, so to speak. The problem with how you think is how you feel is it doesn't really go after your internal wounds, which used to be the gold standard. The gold standard used to be looking at unconscious kind of feelings and things and subjective reality and helping you understand what's going on subjectively inside yourself. So it's like the pendulum has swinged one direction the other way, towards this how you think is how you feel idea, and it's in that and being polarized there. We need to get back to a place where we're looking more at where our wounds come from and how we can heal those wounds.
Really awesome to have you on to cover this, and looking forward to more of what you have to say as we continue on today. We are with Mr. Ernie Elvecchio, a licensed clinical and rehabilitation psychologist who has written 4 books, including his latest release, Feelings and Reason, Activating Your Heart as a Compass Despite the Ego's Interference, an international bestseller in 4 Help categories. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Psychology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, how do you know there's a difference between life as it is and life as intended?
Yeah, the idea behind this life as it is, life as intended concept is that life as it is typically what the ego tells it it is. And so, you know, it's like there's no right or wrong way to be in this existence. There's a true and a false way to be here. And so life as it is kind of dictated by ego. Life as intended is really dictated by your heart and by your sense of true north. And we've kind of gotten off the ethic of the heart as compass, which is really why I wrote the book, because the ego has been installed as the default guide when in fact it's not.
Also, Mr. Vecchio, what determines the possibility that everyone has the capacity to be mean-spirited?
Yeah, well, what that implies is that at some point in our lives, we all undergo some kind of hurt feelings, and those hurt feelings only have two places to go, in at the self or out at the world. The majority of us tend to go in with our pain, and that if we do that kind of often enough and intensely, it breaks us at some point. And that mean-spiritedness really is just hurt feelings. And so we're all walking around kind of broken at some point. And this is what I was saying before about the how you think is how you feel problem is that if I go after your thoughts, I'm not going after your brokenness. And we all kind of, you know, deal with guilt and shame at some point, and that is really what causes us to be divided as human beings.
Again, we really appreciate you taking a moment to be with us here today. As we do conclude, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share as we do wrap things up here today?
Yeah, just for people, you know, for the folks to realize that as we enter this new year, we have to kind of not just reset where we were before all of this happened and all the trauma that we're experiencing. We have to get reoriented to the task, and the task is that the ego really has never been the compass. It's been the human heart that has been that, and we need to, you know, to kind of recall that and remember that and put it in place. Yeah.
If someone wanted to get more information on your book as well as yourself, where's the best place to get further details online?
Of course, the Amazon.com is where you would find the book, or my site, which is myname.com. And if you wanted to email me and if you want to talk more about my work, it's heartascompass@outlook.com. So either one of those three locations would work.
And thank you for those details. Again, Mr. Vecchio, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Ernie L. Vecchio, a licensed clinical and rehabilitation psychologist who has written four books, including his latest release, Feelings and Reason, Activating Your Heart as a Compass Despite the Ego's Interference, an international bestseller in four self-help categories. And for further details, simply visit ErnieVecchio.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.